Hey YouTube, hey podcast world, it's Adam from I'm a Music Mogul. Welcome to I Am Radio. And today I just wanted to turn on the mic and just talk about a thing that I get asked a lot. I even ask myself this a lot day to day. And that is, how do I become a better producer? A lot of people come up to me and ask me, hey, how do I do this? Is this going to make me better? At the end of the day, the answer is real simple. And I tell myself this every single day as well. It's not the plugins that you use. It's not the outboard gear that you use. It's not the keyboard, pad, whatever it may be that you use in your studio. It is you yourself. You got to put in the work to become a better producer. It's very simple. You know, Metro Boomin, Turbo the Great, Murda Beats, all these guys are big producers today. You know, Tay Keith. But what we don't see is all the work that they put in for many years before they made where they are today. Of course, today they're a great producer, but a couple years back, they were still learning the curve. They're learning who to talk to, who to push their beats to, and actually learning the production that needs to go into a track to make a hit record. All this stuff is things that we don't know. We just see that they kind of blew up overnight, and that's that. But usually, 99% of the time, when people make it big, it's not really an overnight success. It's many years of putting in the work, many years of studying, and many years of just grinding in the biz, whatever you're trying to get into. At the end of the day, it's very simple. You got to put in the work. And when I say put in the work, you got to just start doing. How do you become a better producer? Well, you got to produce. So you got to start making beats. You got to start sort of experimenting with different sounds. You got to start learning some musical scales, some chords that can work into tracks. There's so many things that you got to learn to become a better producer. But at the fundamental level of it, from the get, all you got to do is just literally pick up your keyboard and start playing the keys, or bring out that drum pad and start drumming out a beat. That's how you start. That's how you start your journey to become a better producer. At the end of the day, nobody is the greatest of all time. Everyone has different styles. And that's the beautiful thing about music, is that it's subjective. And some people may think you're great. Some people may think that you're crap. But the key is not to listen to any of it, either the great or the people who say you're crap. Just listen to yourself and keep making the music that really just moves you in general and that makes you feel good. I guess what I'm really trying to say here is that there's no list or guidelines that you have to follow in order to become that big, great, super mega producer. All it really comes down to is how much work you want to put in. You know, Metro Boomin, I'm sure he put in a ton of work. He spent hours across hours making beats, perfecting his craft, perfecting his sound before he made it to what we heard today. You know, so you got to sit down at the computer if you're an electronic producer, or sit down at your guitar if you're a guitarist, and just practice. Keep practicing and practice, practice, practice will make it almost perfect. Nothing is perfect. And that's another thing. It's probably a whole nother discussion to talk about, is that when do you know your track is done? In my opinion, nothing is ever perfect. And every song that you make is another brick or stepping stone to get you to become a better producer. Now, keep in mind, there is no ultimate better producer, and I'm just doing quotes in the air here. There is no better producer. You'll never reach that point. Now, I know you're probably a little confused now thinking, well, wait a second. If I put in the work, why not going to become a better producer? Because the better producer in all our heads is like this super mega producer making billions of dollars, and everyone wants to work with you, and you just hit one key, you already made a hit record. But that ultimately will never come. You always got to keep working. You got to stay humble, sort of keep your ear to the streets, to the music scene, what's happening, where music is going. Never make music for what's happening today. Always make music for what you think will be happening in 6 months' time, in a year's time. Some of the tracks that I put out, I made a couple years back, and it only works in today's scene because back then it was a completely different other vibe. But really just stay hungry. Always want to learn new things. Always sort of look to other people and ask their advice on how they do things, because sometimes that could sort of trigger some inspiration in you. You get back to the studio and you sort of come to an idea in a completely different way, and you make new music that way. Now I am starting to go on in a little tangent here, and I'm starting going off away from the point of what it is to become a better producer. So I'm just going to bring it all together for you guys here and just keep this little discussion quick and to the point. At the end of the day, what I want you guys to take from this little discussion is, in order to become a better producer, you got to put in the work. So you got to start producing, make that music, save all those sessions, because every session that you make is a stepping stone to become that better producer. And in that process, you're going to get a better understanding of what it is to make a hit song, and making music will come easier to you. Of course, the more you do it, you know, the better you are at it. You know, if you ever read the book, The Outliers, or heard of it, it's the 10,000 hour rule. So if you work 10,000 hours at something, you become a pro at it. And that's really true. If you put in the time, you become very good at that particular subject. In this case, we're talking about music production and making beats, making music. So put in that 10,000 hours, put in a lot of work, and ultimately you're going to get the response that you've been looking for over time. It's not going to come overnight, but if you keep at it, you know, believe in yourself, make those songs, don't listen to everybody, whether it's good or bad responses, just keep doing you, making your own sound and putting out music every day. You know, every time you put out a song, that's going to get you better. So just really put in the work, stay humble, and just know that that $10,000 plugin, or that really expensive outboard gear, or that synth that you've been eyeing, is not going to make you a better producer. You got to understand how to use that as well. Now, I'm not saying that those don't help you get better sounds or better production value, but you got to understand how it works in order to use it. And that's where the work comes in. And that's how you become a better you and a better producer. And just stay focused and just keep at it. Keep doing your thing. And just know that all that work will pay off over time if you keep at it. You know, consistency is key. And I think I'm going to wrap it up there. I think I just rambled on a little bit too long here, but hopefully you guys understand what I'm trying to say. You know, just put in the work and good things will come from that work. All right. So thank you for everyone for listening to me today. Just want to address that topic because I get asked that a lot. And I felt compelled to sort of open up a discussion here. And we can continue the conversation in the comment section below here. I'm happy to chat with all of you and what you guys think is the key ingredient to become a better producer. But from my point of view, it's just working. You know, do it, put out songs, and you will become better and better. That's it for me, guys. Take care. Have a wonderful day. Talk to y'all soon. Later. Peace.